Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, 4 o'clock hour. Danny Cannell is going to join us this hour on the program. Let me remind you our contest that's going on, because a pretty decent prize here. Stars and strings happening. All that noise over there. Fumbling through some papers.
Checking my lottery tickets.
It's just I'm on a little heater when it comes to cash pop.
I saw.
Hit $100 yesterday morning, $150 this morning. Oh, heater.
I just checked my Powerball and Mega Million. When you have you have a ticket that has not one number on any line. That's
almost as hard as winning, man. Feel good.
It punched me in the stomach. Like I play five on a ticket. So it's five numbers, one Powerball, and not any line has any number that was thrown out of that machine.
That's tough to do.
Well, I'm a genius.
Hit three numbers on Fantasy Five today as well. When I say today, I mean I checked yesterday's tickets in the following morning.
Yeah. $10.
I got $10 on Fantasy Five.
I am putting some kids through school if they give my money to education.
Anyway, we've got these tickets for Stars and Strings, our sister station, Kiss Country. As Stars and Strings featuring Hardy and Dierks Bentley, Dosh, a whole bunch of other artists coming to Hard Rock Live, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, November 6th. The code word today is Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y. Text that to 20357. That's 20357. If you want to buy tickets, you can go to starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. You want to win the Stars and Strings tickets, text Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, to 20357. Let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, because Danny Cannell is going to join us, talk a little UMFSU. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
What'd you guys think of Shador Sanders going full mime today when asked about, the QB questions? Dylan Gabriel becomes the starter for Cleveland after they bench Flacco.
I like it. I think it was genius.
Did you see it? So if you haven't seen it, they're huddled around his locker and the reporters are asking about Dylan Gabriel getting the starting job. And every question that's asked of him, he just goes, pretends like he's answering, but nothing comes out of his mouth. I like guys who have personality. I've always been drawn to athletes, entertainers, anyone in any field, really, who's got a little bit of personality, doesn't just give you the old status quo answer. So I like that. I thought it got a little silly. I thought it would have been funny to do that maybe on the first or second time. Just like by the end of it, I was like, okay, enough already. Like give us a comment, like whatever. But I like people who have personality.
The personality, and everything he says is going to make news. Remember, he said he's like, I think I'm better than some NFL starters, which every quarterback in the NFL probably should say. But he gets in trouble for that. Then he comes out with this when he talked in the preseason. It's, you know, the Baltimore thing. Like, all anything that says Shador Sanders is going to be criticized. So I like that he didn't come out and do the next question. He didn't do the angry thing. He smiled and he just made a joke of it, which I think almost was a genius idea.
By the way, we pick and choose when we want to celebrate someone's answers. Because the funny thing is, like you said, where he says, I'm better than any quarterback or some of the quarterbacks who start in the NFL. And we're like, oh, yeah, that'd be a cool thing. Tua said the exact opposite. He was honest. He said, I'm not nearly as good as Josh Allen. We killed him for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they make the big bucks. Everything they say is going to be criticized, and you don't know which way the media is going to go with it.
That's not why we killed him, though, because he could have just been like, yeah, he's a great quarterback. But while he's about to face him, he pointed out everything Josh Allen does he's incapable of doing, which was just unnecessary. That's why we killed him.
Yeah, he didn't say he was incapable. He just said, I wish I could do half the stuff that he does.
But he shouldn't have put himself – he shouldn't have compared himself. I'm, you know, you were on an island on this one.
On an island a lot when it comes to Tua.
You hate Tua. I don't hate Tua. You hate Tua.
I don't hate Tua.
You hate Tua.
I don't hate Tua at all.
Well, we know different.
If his car broke down and you saw him, you keep driving.
Might drive over him. Here's my chance.
Hey, speaking of a car, I divert away from sports headlines for a second. If you guys ordered an Uber and it was one of those new driverless Ubers, would you get in?
No.
Well, not in Florida because it's not legal here, I don't think.
Not in Florida, but I bring it up because my fiance is in Atlanta for a work seminar and she's staying in downtown Atlanta. She had to drive, you know, it's an 8-minute drive to where the seminar was located. She ordered an Uber yesterday morning, and the Uber that picked her up was one of these like automated Uber.
But you have to specify that, though. It doesn't just show up by happenstance, because I was just in Atlanta. You have to specify that you want, I don't know if it's Waymo in Georgia or not, but you have to, like, you can't just order an Uber and they show up with a driverless one. Like, you have to choose that.
Well, from what she told me, she ordered an Uber, a plain old Uber, and that's what showed up.
Well, and the guy was hiding somewhere in that car, because unless she ordered a driverless Uber, like, they don't just give them to you. You have to specify.
No, Solana, she's already lying. Is she up there for a seminar?
Be right back. I got to make a phone call.
I'm from Atlanta. There's not a lot of Atlanta medical seminars. So. Yeah.
Funny. Did she get in it?
Yeah, she did.
What'd she say? Was it fine? Like,
no, she said she was scared. She said it was cool, but that she was scared when she got in the Uber and there was nobody in the driver's seat. And it was fine. Like, everything worked out okay, but she said it was terrifying.
Is it possible she just got in a parked car that was parked in front of the hotel? Hey, there's no one in the driver's seat. Also, this thing isn't moving.
The seminar was at her same hotel. She got in, got back
out. Get out of here.
Like, oh, we're here.
Do you have to tip? Do you have to tip the not driver?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess not.
Who are you tipping?
Right.
The engine?
That's a great point. I mean, there's someone, you know, I'm guessing back at headquarters controlling it with a joystick, no?
It's a big room.
I don't know how these driverless car things work, but I'm pretty sure there's a guy with a joystick.
Big room of kids playing a video game.
Bunch of Tylenol babies. Hey, that's such a good point, though, because I saw this morning DoorDash is introducing, and a lot of restaurants use this, and I think other delivery services use it, but like those mechanisms that literally take the food to you, delivery mechanisms, but it's just like a robot. You know, have you seen those on the road?
The little moving trays that move around the restaurant. I saw that.
Yeah, I know. Well,
no, not around
that,
the restaurant, but literally down the sidewalk and stuff. Yeah, keep saying mechanism, but they're robots. They're just like I don't know why I keep saying mechanism, but they're like robots. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they get to your wherever they're dropping off the food, and you have to enter in a code, and then you take the food out from like the fridge or whatever compartment is in these delivery mechanisms. And I wonder, do you have to tip? Do you tip the robot?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No.
I give him a couple squirts of WD-40. I'm like,
it's a robot that like rolls down the sidewalk.
Yes, yes.
In big cities,
you're gonna start seeing this all over the place because and for places that don't have, you know, like access, like where I live in downtown Boca, like there are restaurants easily that could send a robot here if I ordered food. But for those that don't have that, you'll get it via drone. Like they're doing that via drone as well, where it'll parachute down softly, or I guess the drone could land at a certain landing spot where your food will be delivered by a mechanism.
What's going to stop a hungry person from kicking the robot over and taking the food out?
Well, A, they don't have the code, and no, B, just like I'm guessing it's made out of a pretty significant metallic material.
But Hawk, you give me a screwdriver and a hammer, 5 minutes, I can get into that mechanism.
All right. Well, I mean, if you're gonna take the time out of your day to chase one of these things with a toolbox.
I'm not talking about a father of three in Davy. I'm talking about a rougher neighborhood in New York and somebody's hungry.
Right. But my guess is they're not gonna use these in rougher neighborhoods because you're only asking for trouble.
Okay.
But they've got robots now, right? Like actual two legs armed robots that look like humans. At some point, those will be the robots delivering food, no?
Or providing security for the rolling mechanism.
Right.
So now we have a food robot, a security robot, taking a pizza down the street?
Yeah.
I don't like this world. I've seen this. I've watched this on movies.
It's a crazy world that we are living in. It really is.
Too many mechanisms.
Got a lot of mechanisms.
They have that at Sergio's in Pines. Like when you order food there, they'll like have like a robot that brings it to you.
That right. So those are the robot servers, yeah, which restaurants do have. Yeah.
I've seen those. I didn't know they had ones that ride down the street though.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I have to take the food now off the tray myself.
Mm.
But you love to make fajitas. You don't want to move your plate, but you want to make your whole taco?
Well, yeah, it's sizzling. the point of the fajita is that the meat stays warm on the plate, on the skillet. What don't you guys understand about this?
Because is your food coming out cold?
Hawk, you're going to tell me that you've never ordered food and it came in a less than desirable temperature, or you order something that takes a while to eat, like tacos, where they bring four tacos, you eat the first taco, then you eat the second taco. By the time you get to the third and fourth taco...
So you don't eat the third taco? Sometimes I eat the first and then the third.
No, right. I'm just saying, you go you're first, not as
How
warm.
Do you do it, though? You go first, second, and then how do you finish it up? Third, fourth, or...
By the time you eat the last two... They're not as warm as the first one. Well, guess what? The skillet solves that issue. The meat stays warm. Of course it does.
No, that's not true. What are you talking about? That skillet's not self-heating. Like that skillet gets cooler just like anything else does in the air.
But it comes piping hot.
As does any meal. And then it progressively gets cooler. So does that skillet. What are you talking about?
I don't think you guys understand the point of fajitas. I don't think you understand it. It's so that the meat stays warm on your...
I think you've been duped. Who told you that?
What do you mean, who told me that?
Who told you the point of a fajita? Was it RFK? Here's the thing about a fajita.
Somebody dumb.
Anyways, the Florida Panthers, they lost yesterday to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
What were you saying? Your wife is a robot delivering food on the streets of Atlanta? I lost the track.
The Panthers, they lost yesterday. They're going to be back in action tomorrow against the Tampa Bay Lightning once again.
Also, if you're going to rob one of those food robots, mm-hmm. you don't know what's in there. So, like you think you're robbing, I don't know, a burger and fries. You open it up, it's a walnut salad. I mean,
I'm not talking about me and you are chilling. Walking down the street, a robot comes and I say, hey, Hawk, let's see what's inside. And we start beating the hell out of this robot. I'm talking about a bum or a very hungry person, maybe a drug addict. And this robot just beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 down the sidewalk. They beat the hell out of the robot and see what's inside.
Yeah, I don't think you can beat those robots up.
I bet I can get inside a robot.
The thing is... The thing is, you could beat up a normal delivery person also. You can just rob a delivery person. Why don't
I almost think that would be easier? I'm not suggesting that, but that would be easier.
But then now that's, that's like assault on a human. And now right. They can report you. Are you going to kill them? You're not killing a robot. You're just busting the door open and taking out, a falafel.
Right.
I lost the key to my safe, and I got in my safe in like 10 minutes.
Well, then your safe was, then you bought a terrible safe.
I took it out back, and I just slammed it on the ground over and over again. And then I took a screwdriver, jammed it, and hammered out where the lock was.
I mean, how big was the safe then? It was like a 12-ounce can? Like, throw a safe over and over on the ground.
It's a piggy bank.
Yeah. It was a piggy bank. What do you keep in that safe? $5? What could possibly fit in that safe?
Never mind. It was a metal lunchbox. I forgot.
All right. Padres leading the Cubs 1-0, and the Guardians lead the Tigers 6-1.
PCA doing anything?
PCA is 0-1.
All right.
One other Heat note from earlier today that I didn't get to. We were talking about Goran, but the Heat are dealing with some injuries at training camp. Obviously, no Tyler Hero. Did you guys see? I know we're up against it. Did you guys see what Tyler Hero revealed about his injury?
Mm-mm.
So, you know, he had surgery on his foot. He was born with an extra bone in his foot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was causing, like, the impingement, I believe.
But he's played with it his whole life?
Yeah, I guess he injured it and it flared up. But he was born with an extra bone in his foot.
But that could be like a little tiny bone, no?
Bone spur.
Not a bone spur.
Is that what a bone spur is? Is that an extra bone?
No. Like a little, it's like a little piece of bone coming off a bone.
Those are painful.
Your bone spur?
How did you find out about your bone spur?
Because it was on the bottom of my foot.
And what were you doing when it flared up?
Just uncomfortable to stand.
When did you have that?
Oof, years ago.
Small bony growths that can form on the edges of bones in the feet. I bet Tyler Hero had bone spurs. He's just saying I had an extra bone. Like, yeah. He just didn't want to say bone spurs.
Didn't he cut off his eyebrows? Yeah, he's getting
the fancy. Moment you say bone spurs, they go, oh, he wants to go to San Antonio.
He might have just had a bunion, to be honest.
Wart.
Weather in South Florida. I'm done with you guys, man.
You think if you had said that to Tommy Tighe, you'd get a different conversation?
Yeah, we'd be talking about
yep.
Anything but that, whatever just happened here.
I take great pride.
And my story was going to be about Terry Rozier, who said he hurt his hamstring running post-practice sprint with Keyshawn Johnson and then blamed Keyshawn Johnson. But whatever. Your weather in South Florida right now, it's in the 80s. Tonight, it'll be in the upper 70s. Your weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Danny Cannell is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some football with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Danny Cannell is going to join us here. UMFSU week. Always enjoy bringing on DK with his Florida State Seminole fandom. He will be joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Danny Cannell, the FSU legend, the NFL quarterback, the radio host, joins us courtesy of betonline.ag. For updated college football playoff odds, Heisman odds, college football week six lines, you could check out Bet Online. Danny Cannell is with us now. Hello, Danny.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing? You know, I was asked, do we want to do video again today? Because we're on the Zoom. And I said, absolutely. I want to look all these Miami Hurricane cowards in the eye when they take all these cheap shots, just these haymakers. I mean, you guys are feeling awful good about yourselves. I don't even know. Florida State doesn't even show up in this game. I mean, they have no chance now after losing to Virginia.
I mean, your team really ruined this Saturday for all of college football and for Canes and Noles fans. I mean, you really crapped the bed last Friday night and you ruined what could have been such a great Saturday. Not that it's not going to be a great Saturday night, but you ruined it.
See, Channing, he's already like, it's not even going to be an entertaining game. Like, why even play this one? I mean, they're already just walking away with the dub, thinking they're coming into Doak Campbell and just going to go out there and waltz through that defense just like Virginia did, which was pretty concerning, if you want me to be honest. But I actually think the fact that Florida State lost that game adds another element of drama, because a lot of the postseason now with 12 games, the regular season, I hear fans say, oh, well, the regular season doesn't matter as much. This game matters that much more for Florida State now, because if Florida State loses, that'd be their second loss in conference. Then all of a sudden, they're starting to look on the outside in. It's like the whole season could be at stake. So I think it does add a lot more drama to the game.
What? I think Florida State should have won the game, Danny. Number zero, the best receiver, he kept y'all in the game. Then he dropped that easy one in the back of the end zone. But that defense is so porous. And Carson Beck and them boys put some points up. I'm not picking a side, Danny. I'm not going against you. I'm your only ally on this show. But it's not.
Oh, just who you want, the Florida Gator guy is your ally. Hey, nice performance you guys put up a couple weeks ago. There he is throwing up to you.
Oh, wow, that's messed up. So I am worried. Now, here's the thing. I actually think So I think Virginia is a better team. I don't think that loss is embarrassing, like as it was, had it been, you know, 2 years ago. I think Virginia is a better football team. I actually think the matchup itself is better suited for Florida State. It is more to the Miami matchup. It is more similar to what Alabama runs than what Virginia runs. And Virginia having a mobile quarterback, how many times did you see Florida State looked like they had a run covered? They were covering an RPO or an option play, and they tackled the back, and then all of a sudden Chandler Morris pulls it out and walks into the end zone. It's like they completely forgot he was capable of running the football. It's almost like maybe they were watching film of Miami and their offense thinking, we don't have to worry about a mobile quarterback. So I do think that helps the defense. But the thing that is incredibly concerning is Miami's got one of the best offensive lines in the country and one of the best defensive lines in the country. Like, skill position wise, I feel like Florida State matches up really well. I think there's a pretty clear advantage for the Hurricanes on the offensive and defensive lines. So how do you deal with that? Do you have to take more chances and blitz and try to get home? I think they do. They did that against Alabama defensively. On offense, you've got to use some more misdirection. You've got to use Tommy Castellanos' legs. Again, things they did against Alabama. So I think it'll be a game that unfolds similarly more towards the Alabama game than it does towards the Virginia game, because I do think the running quarterback really can neutralize any defense now. We're realizing what a weapon that is across college football.
Okay, take the over. Take the over.
Right? Yeah, I do like the over, too. I think there'll be a lot of points. I'm with you.
I know Solana has a question, but what do you like? Because the line is -4.5. Danny Cannell's with us, courtesy of Bet Online. 4.5-point favorites on the road for the Hurricanes.
I mean, come on. I mean, I have to take the Seminoles, don't I? I have to take them. I do. I think it'll be a field goal type game. I think this is going to be a classic. If Florida State somehow catches that ball that Channing was talking about, like is the line closer to 2.5 to 1, you know, 1.5? Probably. I think there's definitely a reaction to what you saw from Florida State, but they didn't. They lost the game. But I do think this will be, and you guys know this better than anybody because you've had to be able to just hop in your cars and go cover the Hurricanes and go root them on. They haven't had to leave South Florida yet. They've been all at home. So this will be their first true road test this season. It is going to be an atmosphere where it's going to be harder for the offense to operate. And I saw it firsthand and played there. I mean, the Florida State crowd is going to have an impact on this game as long as Miami doesn't take them out of it, because that is what a run game does. It can really destroy morale. It can destroy, if you're just marching the ball down the field time in and time out, that can really impact the game as well. But I do think this will be a field goal game. And like Channing said, I do like the over. I think it'll be a higher scoring game. Florida State has the number one offense in the country. They might get stopped, at times, but they are pretty explosive. And Deuce Robinson is a problem. He's 6'7" on the outside. He can, you know, he's a mismatch on the outside. So you have to shade coverage. Then they've got some other guys that have kind of discovered some speed on the outside. So I think Florida State scores some points as well. So I like the over on that favorite play, but I do think it's a closer game.
Yeah, he's a problem when he has to catch a big-time touchdown at the end of the game.
See, sure. There they go.
No, but Danny, true or false, I wonder through four games, Carson Beck has exceeded expectations.
Yes. Especially for me personally. I don't know about nationally. I did not expect much from him. I was very curious how he would step up in a leadership role. And I think that's the thing that's impressed me most. I mean, the USF game kind of sticks out to me. They had the rain delay. He comes back. And I just saw him celebrating with his teammates in a way that I didn't really see at Georgia. And I think his teammates have gravitated toward him as a leader, which is really critical. And then, you know, it's interesting because his games have been impacted by the weather. I mean, he hasn't looked comfortable, but it's been sort of, and we've all lived down here, so we've seen these afternoon storms that really have impacted the ability to throw the football. So I do think that's been it. But I mean, against Notre Dame, that game, he looked so comfortable and he looked like he was operating in Shannon Dawson's system very comfortably. But then the last two games, it's 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. It's kind of come back a little bit. And this was an area where at Georgia, when he went on the road, was where he struggled a little bit more. So I think we'll find out about, you know, a lot more about Carson Beck this weekend. If he wins the game, this Heisman race is so wide open. He could find himself right back at the top where he was a couple weeks ago. So I'd probably say right now it's been probably as expected. I think he's been really good. I think he might have to be great, though, on Saturday night.
And, Danny, we were giving, especially last year, we were giving you hell about the Seminoles. They were terrible.
Oh, yeah. They were awful. So what do you want? Do you want some advice? Do you need help? Do you need help? Because I can help you out. I mean,
what did Castellano just save the team, or what? How the hell did Norvell do what he did over in one offseason?
So I wasn't even aware of this. I actually went up after the Bama game to talk to the Tallahassee quarterback club. They have 11 new starters on offense, 11 new guys. They are a completely different roster than they were last year. And they invested heavily in the portal. They got Gus Malzahn, who finally does look like he's got a quarterback, which works perfectly with what he wants to do. It's kind of gadgety. It's a little gimmicky, a lot of misdirection. And you'll see that on display. Like, I mean, they ran a jump pass with a, you know, H-back in at quarterback against Virginia, and it scored for a touchdown. Even against Texas A&M, East Texas A&M, that is, before I correct that. East Texas A&M, which they're a really good FCS program. But they did, like, they were showing a lot of exotic formations. So they do have an offensive coordinator who kind of, you know, has a quarterback that works perfectly for him. And on the defensive side of the ball, they brought in a new defensive coordinator in Tony White, who runs a 3-3-5. It's a little bit more complex, is vulnerable against the run, but it's been more exotic and they've been more creative on the defensive side of the ball that has kind of masked some of their issues at linebacker. So it's kind of been all of this. I will say this. I mean, they're still only 3-1. They beat Alabama, but this is a huge test for Florida State to kind of prove that last year was a fluke and that they are a much better team this year.
At the beginning, though, if Florida State loses this game, like, the stakes are probably larger for Florida State here. If they lose game, it's curtains, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd have to hope a lot of mayhem happens. But on the flip side, for Miami, it's almost like you have a game to play with because they already have a top, you know, the Notre Dame win is a resounding win. They already beat USF, one of the better group of five teams, pounded them, and they beat Florida, who's an SEC team. So the non-conference is really a strong, you know, it's a strong resume. And if they lost to Florida State on the road, you would still look at the season and be like, we can still make the ACC championship game. And even if you somehow didn't, like if there was a three-way tie and they got left out and they were 11-1, they're a lock to make the playoffs. So because of their non-conference, because of that win against Notre Dame, I think it still resonates. So I do think that's where the sense of urgency and the pressure, it's all on Florida State in this game.
And so when I hypothetically get some calls for some Bull Gators, what coach is going to replace Billy Napier? Because they're not very happy with Billy right now.
No. It almost feels, because we've had four firings already, and they've been pretty obvious. Like, I'm usually Mr. Patience, wait, you know, give them extra time. But like at Arkansas, it got so bad. They're getting whooped by Notre Dame. Fans are leaving at halftime. They're all, let's rip it off. Like, if something like that happens against Texas, if it's 31 to, you know, or let's say it's 28-3 at halftime, like, Billy may not make it to the locker room at halftime. Like, that's how bad it is, to your point. I think there's a couple names to watch out for. I think Rhett Lashley is the hot name, the head coach at SMU. Arkansas wants him. He played there. But I think Rhett Lashley probably realizes Florida's a much better job than Arkansas. Auburn could come open, too. So that's another one. John Gruden, I wouldn't be shocked if they made a play for John Gruden, which I would love to see that. He won a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay, not that far away. He's already alluded to wanting to be back in the SEC. And I think they'll make some run at some former coaches as well. Some guys that are, you know, maybe on television right now. I think they can make a run at some of those guys that are out there, including one that has, Urban Meyer's a name. I think they would make a run at. I don't know if he would come back. And I think Nick Saban's in play too. I think they would call Nick Saban and try to kick the tires on Nick Saban, see if they could lure him out. And while we know that Nick Saban, because these rumors were around at SEC Media Days and he vehemently denied that he had any interest in coaching, we've heard him vehemently deny that he was not going to be a coach in college football anymore. So even though he's denied it, I would not be surprised if he at least kicks the tires on the Florida Gator job.
Do you have a feel on that game, Florida and Texas? I think it's Florida 6.5-point home dogs.
I want to back the Gators so bad because I think Texas, I think they're a little overrated. And I do think Florida's defense can keep them in this game and the crowd. But I'm 0-3 picking the Gators this year. Like, I've been burned. I picked them against Miami. I thought they would and they looked good for a half, but ultimately they couldn't get anything going offensively. I mean, the under is 41.5. I kind of like the under. And I think it opened at 53. Like, the movement has been such hammered down. I just think the defenses are going to shine. But if it's a lower scoring game, like if it's 20-17 or something like that, I think the Gators could be in play. But I would hope they get the best performance of the season because it's sort of the last stand for Billy Napier. And I do think the players like him. So I guess I'm going to go ahead and jump in those waters again and back the Gators with the points. But I do not feel great about it. I like the under better because I think that game is going to be disgusting on offense.
Standing. I've met with Billy a number of times. He is an amazing human being. Pleasant, nice, just a guy you want to sit and have a beer with. But I don't want him to be my head coach anymore. I'm not going to lie to you. What about how do you feel about Arch Manning? Because I think his lineage makes everybody think he's supposed to be his uncle's, like, or his granddad. He's a good quarterback, but I don't think he'll ever be his uncle's or his granddad.
So I'm not willing to say he'll never be them, but he's not going to be them this year. And that was kind of my expectation, was you were going to see a young quarterback who hasn't played very much. He played at a really small Christian school, much like I did. You know, it was just like very low-level high school football where he dominated, and he really hadn't played that much in college outside of a couple starts versus some pretty bad teams. So what did we see against Ohio State? He looked jittery in the pocket, looked a little bit nervous, was a little bit overwhelmed. But the thing that's been most shocking is in the next three games, they were supposed to easily handle their opponents. And the San Jose State game, the stats are a little misleading because I watched that game from start to finish. He was missing layups. He's dropping his arm. He's like throwing sidearm. He's really rushing his mechanics. He looked so off. And I thought it was all mental. I think it was a crisis of confidence. Then he comes out against Sam Houston and he's this player that's like running around incredibly hyper on the sideline. He's stepping over and staring down a poor Sam Houston player. Like, what did that guy do? Like, come on. Like, if you want to stare down a Gator, by all means, go ahead. It's the SEC. But to stare down some guy in a 4-touchdown blowout, it was just surprising. I almost feel like he's trying to talk himself in to being the quarterback that everybody wants him to be. So I don't trust him yet. I think it's going to be a little bit more of a roller coaster ride for him. The offense does not look like it's clicking on all cylinders. And that's why I like the Gators. I think he'll be fine. Like, I think for next season, after an entire year starting, going through the ups and the downs, I think that might be a time to back Texas as maybe a national champion. But I thought it was way too soon this year. I haven't missing the playoffs. I haven't going 9-3 and missing the playoffs, in large part because I think Arch is going to be more of a work in progress this year.
With that being said, who do you think is going to end up being the best quarterback in this group? Because Klubnik, but I don't think either of those guys have been super impressive. Lenore Sellers was like everybody's darling going into this year. Drew Aller, I think Dante Moore, I think he's only a sophomore, Danny, so I don't know if he can come out yet, but Dante Moore right now might be like number one in that entire group.
So I think he can, because he was a true freshman at UCLA when he played, and then he was a red shirt last year at Oregon. So yeah, so I think he could come out. And by the way, he could be our first. I thought Arch Manning was going to be the first $10 million a year quarterback. I think it could be Dante Moore, because think about Oregon and the Nike money they have behind them, that they could actually leverage that and say, you know what, why don't you consider staying another year, making another run? I think Oregon could win the national championship this year. Like, and then if you do that, why stay? You know, like, just go off to the NFL. But if they fall short, they only make a semifinal run, then I think that's where the real money could be. But it's a lot of, I'm in agreement. I think he has been outstanding. All those other guys had all the fanfare, and he just flying under the radar. Yep. And what we saw on that was one of the toughest places to play. It looked like his heartbeat never got above 75. Like, he was just cool, calm, and composed. The arm, he's got a cannon for an arm. He was dropping down arm angles. He wasn't panicking under pressure. He made some great plays outside the pocket. He has been probably the biggest surprise this season outside of Trinidad Chambliss for Ole Miss, who, you know, was a D2 quarterback last year at Ferris State. He gets an opportunity at Ole Miss, and all of a sudden Ole Miss is undefeated in the top 10, and they look like they could potentially make a run in the SEC. So Dante Moore, Ty Simpson, Trinidad Chambliss, those are some of the top quarterbacks I have for the season.
Danny Cannell, he is with us courtesy of Bet Online. You can check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff and Heisman college football week 6 lines. Real quickly, because we're out of time, how are you going to be watching Canes FSU Saturday night? Are you going up to Tallahassee? Or
I am. I'm bringing my two daughters. Whenever my daughters wear my 1995 ACC Florida State jersey to the game, we are undefeated. So they are coming. The jersey will be on the sidelines, and we'll see if the undefeated streak can continue. So we'll be there. You going? You guys headed up?
Oh God, no! Oh, Jimmy's going. Jimmy's going. I would if I was going up there. I would go to Whataburger. I'd watch the game from Whataburger that you could see at the stadium.
Oh, come on! We're welcoming up there. It's a great crowd. It's electric.
They're welcoming to Danny Cannell in Tallahassee. Think about that's my right. big ass walking through a tailgate. I get beat up. <That's>...
Are you royalty? All right. When you walk into Doak, are you royalty?
I'm not Charlie Ward. I'm not Jameis Winston. I'm not Derek Brooks. But I'm like, so if they're kings, I kind of have print status. So I guess there's some royalty in there. But it's not like the ultimate royalty. Like, I get treated very nicely, which is great.
But when fans you call and you say, me. Hey, I want to get a suite for the UM game and I want to be there, there's no...
I don't know about a suite. I don't know about a suite, but I definitely get access. So that's a good thing. So we'll be on the sideline. We'll be watching for them. What's
who's
that?
Tim, who? Because Tim Tebow is, you talking about like he's Kings, he's the god of Gainesville. Who's the god of Tallahassee?
Probably Jameis. You know, Jameis winning the Heisman, winning a national championship. Charlie Ward should be, but Charlie lives in Tallahassee, so you kind of have the exposure to him, so people aren't wowed by him anymore. I think he's the best quarterback of Florida State in history for my money. I think Jameis was incredible. But it's probably Jameis. But there's a lot of legends back there. You know, Peter Warwick, Marvin Jones. I mean, I don't even have time to list all the legends that played there in Tallahassee because there's so many.
What about DJ Uyunglele? How does he get treated?
Not very well. I think he's buying everything. He's not getting any free drinks from anywhere.
He gets a suite at the Whataburger that I was talking about. Danny Cannell. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff Heisman, college football week 6 lines. And we always appreciate your time, Danny.
You guys are awesome. I'm going to go watch some highlights of the 41-17 beatdown in 1994. See
just
y'all.
make sure that you come on the show next week and talk about what happened to your Knowles 2 weeks in a row. Okay.
Oh, I will. I got my receipt log ready to go.
Yeah, oh, I bet you do. All right. Don't avoid us. See you, Danny.
See ya.
There you go. Danny Cannell. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. We'll get caught up on headlines and talk more football as well, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.